And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and yes, let us shock the political clowns and spin your head around. And welcome to the latest edition of the American Awakening. I'm Michael Herzog, your host, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, as always, and I know you're getting tired of hearing this, but there are new and informative postings, thanks to my producer at theamericanawakening.org. And of course, as always, I invite you in at your leisure to peruse them for your reading pleasure. And also, as you know, there's a chat button. Now, this is for the sake of the new listeners, folks. There's a chat button for those who wish to engage in intellectual stimulating conversation with informed listeners in that chat room. And as always, a quick shout out to those listeners in both Delta, Utah, as well as Great Bend, Kansas. Welcome. And the call-in listener line is 351-999-5116. Now, remember, you can also tune in on Google Podcast as well. That's a new feature we've added in the past week or so. Now, folks, next week, next Wednesday, I'm going to have attorney Alan Phillips on, talking about, for those of you who don't know, he's a North Carolina attorney, and we're going to be talking about vaccine litigation and his peril with the North Carolina bar that is conducting their own witch hunt on him. And as you know, the power outage this week prevented Janet Phelan from being on. Now, she's somewhere in Latin America negotiating with a foreign country regarding asylum, but hopefully she will likely make an appearance either Monday or Tuesday. Fingers crossed, because, well, if she gets back in time, that is. Because also, I have Jack Mullen coming on, the writer of the article Q-aholics Anonymous Club, supporting the overthrow of the government in the United States, a question mark, posted on my website. Now, Jack, he approached me and asked me if I would link to his website and vice versa, and he actually congratulated me for reading his article on the air the other day. So I've got his article posted on my website. Jack will be with us next Thursday. And as always, Brendan O'Connell will be on next Friday, as well as, yes, he'll be on today, folks. Now, that being said, the title for today's show is Death by a Thousand Cuts, but hey, trust the plan. Now, you've heard us, you know, joking around about trust the plan thing, and I read that article the other day regarding QAnon, Q-aholics, by Jack Mullen, and we're going to be discussing that article in great detail when he comes on next Wednesday. But, yes, after reading that article and doing a bit of research and kind of kibitzing with Brendan O'Connell off the air, I have concluded that the QAnon phenomenon, if you want to call it that, is nothing more than, well, for lack of a better word, a psyop. And we're going to get into grandiose detail on that when Jack Mullen comes on my show next week. I'm looking forward to it. It's the first time I met him. Seems like a very nice guy. And we're going to get inside his head. He writes for, I mean, this is something brand new. I had never seen this before. The Government Rag. So I don't know whether that's a newspaper, whether it's a website. I'm not real sure exactly what it is. But we'll find out come Wednesday. So I've got a pretty full week next week with a lot of interesting guests coming on. Just keep your fingers crossed and hope that Janet Phelan makes it back in time. Pray for her and make sure she's safe, or hopefully she will be safe in returning. And also, I got a little snippet on Karen Melton Stewart we're going to get into tonight regarding, well, Lockheed Martin. So with that, let's take the break. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome my affiliate in Crestview, Florida. Be right back, folks, with Brendan O'Connell. All right, folks, we're back, and I welcome those listeners in Crestview, Florida at 95.3 WXEI FM. Always a pleasure to broadcast to you folks. Now, let us, oh, by the way, for those folks in Crestview, the title of today's show is Death by a Thousand Cuts, but hey, trust the plan. Now, let's climb into our DeLorean and travel 15 hours into the future to find your friend and mine, Brendan O'Connell, sipping his Nescafe on a Saturday morning in Kuala Lumpur. Brendan, are you with me?
No, I'm on. Can you hear me? Oh, there we go. Yeah. Sorry, I was seeing the microphone was switched on properly. Yeah, because you're always telling me off having my microphone on. Yes, here, mate. Here, bright and early, up at 5 a.m., ready to rock and roll. Let's rock.
Now, is that your normal time that you awaken, or you do that just for me, Brendan?
Just for you, sweetheart. For you.
Okay. Well, now, have you got anything pertinent today before I get into what I'm going to get into?
A little bit of good news. It's why I'm pretty touchy. I'm in contact with a major former left-wing trade union leader, not activist, leader. Mm-hmm. John moved in the highest circles of the Communist Party. He was never a communist member, but he moved with the Jewish royalty of the Communist Party, the Aaron family and Joan Finger. And he is highly connected and moved in the highest circles of government trading, but a hardcore on the ground, old left-wing trade unionist. And hopefully we can get him on with you. This guy has met, it's the equivalent of the Teamsters. So that's who I'm talking to. And he's taking my stuff to politicians. He's taken this material to the Royal Australian Navy. He recently luncheoned with the Royal Australian Navy commander, who also served on Her Majesty's Britannia, and gave him a specially written letter by us both describing the national security risk of Israel and the subjects we talk about. There are friends now who are running for parliament, which is why I've been so angry at certain people that all they could come up with was a Ryan Dawson debate when I was trying to tell them we need to move this up the ladder. They're still all my friends, I might add, or some of them. But I'm pretty touchy with people. So if you can't perform, it's time you got out of the way. And things are really heating up, and I hope we all live long enough. But I promise people, hang around. We've got to get this level up out of the mud of the internet pigsty and out into the political realm. And that's what I'm really working hard on now.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you're making progress over there. I'm making progress over here because, you know, we're exposing these stinky individuals. Robert Mueller, whose track record goes way deeper than what I had even thought, and I exposed that the other day. But I'm going to get into even a little bit more regarding, you know, every time I turn around, I'll have a guest up, you know, once a week or so. And Lockheed Martin just keeps popping up and popping up and popping up in all realms. I had Karen Melton Stewart on Wednesday night. She was a 28-year veteran of the NSA, Brendan, and she was basically gaslighted out of there, and she's been stalked ever since. For years, this has been going on. And believe it or not, Lockheed Martin, I find, is involved in this, okay? Because on the surface, they're a defense contractor, supposed to be, you know, they're the maker, are they not, of the F-35 jet, right?
Oh, but basically, all the latest ultra-high tech is coming out of Lockheed, which really, to be honest, is an Israeli company. I don't think it's even an American company anymore. I think it's an Israeli company.
Okay, well, no, I'm going to touch on that, because what I'm going to do here in this first segment, with your permission, my friend, because you're my co-host on Fridays, I received an email from one of my listeners the other day, and it's a 5-minute video of which there's nobody talking. It's just written out, but the detail is graphic. So what I did was I transcribed it, and I think it is important enough to share on the air because it involves Israel's use of the F-35 jet. So let me take a few minutes and read this, Brendan, and then we'll discuss it, okay? And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Carol in Idaho for this, because she's the one that sent it to me. What I'm about to share with you folks is posted on my website, theamericanawakening.org, titled Lue and Amir. Now, it's a 5-minute video showing graphic detail of what I'm about to share with you. I transcribed it and added comment, but I ask you all to take the time to view this video of your tax dollars at work and what they're doing with your money. Your tax dollars are perpetuating what I'm about to share. Now, warning, as I said earlier, the video itself is a bit graphic. So, Lue Khalil and Amir An-Nimra were inseparable, like twin brothers, their mother said. Lue and Amir had lived their formative years under a crippling Israeli blockade, now in its 12th year. The two boys grew up on the same street in central Gaza. They were classmates since preschool and would walk together to school every day. And when not in school, the pair would spend their time together, often visiting the park near Al-Khatiba Square to play football. And passionate about the sport, the boys followed the 2018 World Cup closely and would always compare themselves to famous players. And as usual, they met in the afternoon, you know, ate falafel and kicked a ball around for a while. They decided, as boys do, and by the way, I've done this, folks, when I was their age, climbed to the top of an unfinished building next to the park. They were the only two people in the edifice. And on Saturday, July 14th, 2018, less than 3 weeks ago, at approximately 6 p.m., Israeli warplanes fired 9 missiles at the building in Al-Khatiba Square, and the warplanes were USA-made Lockheed Martin manufactured F-35 jets. Now, I share a snippet of this proud article posted by one Ian Lee, titled "Israel Greets the First F-35 Fighter Jets from the United States." Well, it goes on. The two Lockheed Martin F-35s, the most advanced fighter jet in the region, arrived in Israel on Monday. Israel has ordered 50 of them from the United States. Each has a price tag of over $100 million. And folks, that's an order from Israel of $5 billion. And do we actually think that Israel is going to pay for these jets, or is it simply an offset shell game and kickback bonus from the United States? Think about that as I continue. Now, this marked the first time this advanced technology was used to kill people. Think about that for a moment. In this case, the first two people that were killed were two innocent adolescent teens exploring an unfinished building, one of which any 15-year-old boy or boys, such as myself at that age, would have been curious to explore. Two totally innocent Palestinian children in the wrong place at the wrong time, just simply being boys. They weren't the only casualties. The bombing caused critical wounds and severe injuries to at least 25 others, including very young children who were playing in the park. The Israeli bombardment also included a mosque, a university, the Central Medical Emergency Building, ambulances and trucks used for transporting medicine and medical supplies, clinics, a sheep's farm, and the arts and crafts village. And there is graphic videotape in the video on my website at theamericanawakening.org. Now, the Israeli pretext to their bombardment was that Hamas was firing rockets into Israel. And the reality is, these rockets have been described as little more than fireworks, which are fired over the separation fence at towns like Sderot, but usually just hit farmland. Note here, Sderot was founded in 1951 on lands that belonged to the Palestinian Arab village of Najd, who were expelled to Gaza in 1948. Now, occasionally, rarely these fireworks or these rockets would hit a building and leave a 2 or 3 inch hole, but seldom. Very seldom do they cause any damage worse than that. So let me share a quote from a female Israeli settler on stolen land, by the way. She quotes, "You know why we laughed when we saw the rocket," she said, holding a 2-foot-long twisted metal tube that landed nearby. She says, "I mean, look at it. This is ridiculous." That's a quote by Hila Fimlon, an Israeli settler, and again, on stolen land, I must add. Israeli media claimed that four Israelis in Sderot were injured when the sound from the shell that landed near their house shattered their fish tank. No, folks, I'm not making this up. You heard me right, shattered their fish tank, and the glass from their fish tank cut them. Now, it's unclear, however, and I assume they are still investigating, whether any fish were hurt. The Israeli missiles, however, killed two young men, two adventurous boys. Yes, totally butchering Louie's young body. Amir's entire body was punctured with shrapnel. And Amir, the second of seven siblings, was a very stylish young man. He dreamed of owning an automatic car one day. He had hopes of becoming an athlete, but a heart ailment prevented him from doing so. The eldest of six siblings, Louie loved reading and dreamed of competing or completing, as many Palestinians do, his education abroad. Small in age, but great in thought. Those were words used to describe Louie. He was smart beyond his years, and Louie Kahil and Amir al-Nimra were 15 years old from Gaza City, Palestine. Just minutes before they were killed, they sat on top of that building and took a selfie. Please, folks, go to my website and watch the video. Two young, intelligent, and by the way, very nice-looking boys, adventurous boys with their futures ahead, paid the ultimate price for sitting on an uninhabited, unfinished building because, according to reports, two Israeli citizens were cut by a fish tank. Really? Seriously? My comments about that? Being as 37% of Palestinians are Christians, it is better than a 50-50 shot that at least one of these two boys was a Christian. Now, I broadcast this to immortalize these two young men as their spirit climbing those unfinished buildings, stylishly holding a guitar, both of which I did at their age. Go watch the video, folks. I put this out there, and I pose the question. When are you, John Hagee, as well as many other false pastors of your ilk, and all the other Judeo-Christian pastors and your flock going to get it? When are you all going to realize that these Zionist communist murderers do not worship Jesus Christ? They worship Lucifer. Lucifer is their god. The warnings are in the Bible, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Beware of those who say they are Jews but are not. Jews are not to blame, only to the degree out of naivety, complacency, and brainwashing. Not unlike the vast majority of Kool-Aid-drinking mainstream media-watching masses who swallow their poison. And until the world awakens to that, they won't realize that the Jewish religion has been hijacked by these barbarians. Now, I'm going to take a break. I've got a little bit more to go on this, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'm going to let Brendan comment on this. Be right back, folks. Stick around. Much, much, much more to come. All right, folks, we're back. Now, I'm going to back up just a little bit and continue with this and repeat. Jews are not to blame, only to a degree out of naivety, complacency, and brainwashing. And not unlike the vast majority of Kool-Aid-drinking, mainstream media-watching masses who swallow their poison. And until the world awakens to that, they won't realize that the Jewish religion has been hijacked by these barbarians. Until the anesthesia wears off, until their curtain is finally rolled back from their unrelenting and merciless brutality, they will continue to lie, to deceive, to brutalize, to rape and murder as many as it takes to achieve their goal. A smart city, artificial intelligence, totalitarian, totally controlled hellhole that both your children and mine will have to suffer in for decades, if not generations to come, until the next revolution. And by virtue of the fact that they now own the technology, i.e. the Talpiot program, that revolution may never come. Pass this broadcast far and wide, folks. Our heritage, our offspring, and our future depends on it. Oh, and by the way, Trump, surrounded by these people, financially
amen,
supported.
Brother. Testify. So
thank you. Can I hear a hallelujah? No.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Financially supported by these people, compromised and indebted to these people, is part of the plan. Trust the plan, Brendan. QAnon has a swath of gullible patriots disillusioned and trusting that something's going to happen, like Mueller is actually investigating Hillary Clinton. Really? I'm done. Want to comment?
Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, you feel the power.
Yeah,
yeah, look, I love it. It's great because you said it. You said, I disagree with a little thing and we'll go into that, but you said it. Don't people understand this mindset is going to take over the world? You know, study the Communist Manifesto, the means of transaction, the means of production are going, and not just that, the ideology of communitarian. I mean, they would have to have the synthesis of capitalism, communism, and all that stuff, and understand the beautiful symmetry of it all. It's all coming out of Israel, including the new ideology, including the new Weltanschauung, the new Zeitgeist, communitarian. I mean, it has to come out of Israel as well under Amitai Etzioni, not his real name. Another Jewish man who served in Israeli special forces. He's going to tell us all how to live, how to take out the garbage, how to think, and in his new feel-good communitarian language. And the smart, and it's all linked in with the Smart Cities program, artificial intelligence, robotics. And where's it coming out of? It's not an accident. Bibi Netanyahu, it's not an accident. And that's what I've said to all the clowns out there who believe the right way to take on this issue is to expose the Holocaust. Name the Jew! Patrick Little, running around, the great white hope, that idiot. Name the Jew. We've all seen him with his placard. If we don't see that man needs a bullet in the head, and I'm being metaphorical, although if it did happen, I wouldn't weep. Patrick Little and his gang and this whole gang of half-witted white nationalists, most of whom are probably on fulfilling their probation, cocaine-dealing obligations to their probation officer, playing idiot white nationalists. All right, we really need to start calling these people out. And stop entertaining these idiots. The real white nationalists are in Idaho. They're breeding with their blonde-haired, blue-eyed girlfriends and having 15 kids like Mike Delaney. And who remembers Mike Delaney with the definitive missing links? The real white nationalists are living it. They're not prancing around on the internet, waggling their little bottoms. Half of them are closet homosexuals and weirdo whack jobs. All right? They're a fraud. We need to focus on the things that matter. And you just said it. We've got a racist, supremacist, nutcase religion. A religion of racism, hatred, homicide, and ethnic cleansing. I did a year for that comment. A religion of racism, homicide, and ethnic cleansing. I did a year. But that's the truth. You combine that with the power of Internet of Things, the Talpiot program, the infiltration of the entire planet's critical infrastructure, we have a problem. And if people can't focus on that, if they can't see that that is what we need to talk about, if they can't see that the problem in the future is no one's going to have a job, What are we going to do? In 10 years, the rollout begins. And in 30 years, nobody will have a job. Nobody. And there will be no nice guy, Christian constitutionalist who snuck their way into Google or Facebook to protect your particular posts. It's just going to be AI, robotics, and Bibi Netanyahu smiling back at you. So you better wake up. And not just wake up. You need to get out of bed, put your clothes on, and your riding boots, and get out there. Get your posse together. Get grandma and the shotgun and the dog and start doing some stuff, metaphorically.
Yeah, death by a thousand cuts. But hey, trust the plan, Brendan. You know,
trust the plan.
Yeah. I mean, you look, and I've been harping on this all week. And the reason that I brought that up, the reason that I transcribed that 5-minute video, is to show you folks and to give you clear focus on who we're dealing with here. Two 15-year-old innocent boys, just adventurous, just like I was, just like you were, Brendan, when we were 15, okay, pictures in this video, this poor kid, you know, holding a guitar, obviously trying to learn how to play it, dreaming of one day having an automatic car, just in the wrong place at the wrong time with barbarians who want to try out their new toy that happens to have million-dollar missiles to blow up buildings that are not even inhabited. What is the sense in this? And these people that are in an open-air prison camp over there, Brendan, who have no place to go, that are drinking stinking, filthy water, who are going in through checkpoints anytime they turn around just to go to the bathroom half the time, okay? And us, supposedly, the Christian community, the Judeo-Christians, are celebrating John Hagee when he's, you know, giving a tribute to the embassy opening up in Jerusalem. Wake up, folks, okay? And I'm not saying you wake up the listening audience, because I know a lot of you out there already know this. I'm saying share this far and wide. I wanted to immortalize this and immortalize these two boys because they're just one example of thousands of examples for what's been going on over in a country that belongs to those people whose land was stolen from those people all the way back from before 1948 when they illegally claimed that Israel was a nation, for crying out loud. Don't get me started, Brendan. You better let me take a breath.
Oh, he's on fire. Look at him go.
Woo! No, it's disgusting, and this is the reason why we have to get the word out there. And folks, I want to thank you, and I want to thank my producer. And by the way, I want to thank you, Brendan, because I don't know where all these people are coming from, but this audience is exploding. It's exploding, and I thank you for it, folks. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this, because nobody's talking about it. Brendan, you brought this up before, okay? Nobody wants to talk about this. Why? Okay, this is the issue. This is the issue. The microscope, the magnifying glass needs to be put on these people. Benjamin Milikowski, not Netanyahu, folks. Milikowski, okay? Russian communists, that's what they are. Expose them for what they are. That's what I'm talking about here. And the word needs to get out on this. And it goes further than that. You know, all of these humanitarian groups, Brendan, that are running around pretending to be, you know, the Amber Alert. Oh, somebody is missing. Oh, a little child is missing. Well, guess who was running or behind the Amber Alert, the whole premise of the Amber Alert? Laura Silsby, who, by the way, changed her name. She's the one that was caught trafficking 26 children out of Haiti into Santo Domingo after the earthquake. Good friends with Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton went down there and got her sentence shortened. Okay, this is the kind of crap that's going on, and we see this part and parcel. And as I go on here, and I'm uncovering this, I'm uncovering Lockheed Martin and their stinky antics as well. I had a conversation this morning with Karen Melton Stewart, who I had on the show Wednesday, okay, and she filled me in on an investigator that she hired to track down who these stalkers were, all right, what their origin was, how they were getting paid. And what she told me, and I brought some of this stuff up, and I went and researched it. And by the way, yes, it's true. It's disgusting. Lockheed Martin's supposed to be a defense contractor, and here they are manufacturing the F-35 jet, which, by the way, Israel's got two of right now and just used to kill two young innocent boys over on an empty building in Palestine or in Gaza. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. They've got to test those weapons. What's wrong with you? What about the goldfish? How many goldfish must die? How many Jewish goldfish before you see these beasts, these Arab Muslim beasts killing? How many goldfish have to die, Mike, before you realize that? It's a testing ground. Look, I'm not even outraged. So what? Another 50,000 Palestinian children dismembered and laughed about and uploaded to YouTube by Israeli Defense Force.
Don't, let's not forget.
Well, I've been watching this for 20 years.
Yeah, no, let's not forget pregnant women as well, okay? We can't leave them out, all right?
When they can't see the video. Yeah. You go and see the video, pulling the baby out of the pregnant Palestinian woman's womb with a bullet through it and bullet through her. I mean, you know, you're dealing with animals because no one's pulled them up. There's animals in the U.S. Army, too, that do really animal nasty things, and an awful lot of Israeli or dual national Israeli citizens advising them on that as well. Abu Ghraib was run by Israel.
All right, hold that thought. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my co-host, Brendan O'Connell. I'm upset today. Can you tell? Okay, we'll be right back. Let me take a breath here. All right, folks, we're back with my special Friday co-host, Brendan O'Connell. And Brendan, you know, speaking of candles, are we the only beacons of light? Are we the only candles shining that are exposing this all across the alternative media? This subject should be on fire everywhere, and it's not. Nobody's talking about it, okay? Nobody wants to do anything about it. And as I investigate this, as I go even further, as I had Karen Melton Stewart on, 28 years at the NSA, talking about the stalking that's going on with her to this day, health problems that have besieged her all the way from the time that she ultimately left the NSA. And it's the NSA, a government intelligence agency, that's behind it and doing it, and they are co-opting with defense contractors, i.e., guess who? Now, I'm going to share this with you, and I want you to jump into the mix here. She talked to me this morning, and she told me that she had hired a former LAPD detective that had retired. He's a private investigator out of San Diego, to track down who is behind these stalkers that are causing her all this health damage, and what's happening, and how they're going about it. This guy's name is Peter Mazzoni. He's a former detective and a current investigator. Now, he investigated how Karen Stewart's stalkers were being paid. And what he found was, guess who? Lockheed Martin was and is still funneling tax money through a business called William Cox Home Business. That's William Patrick Cox Home Business out of Tallahassee, Florida, that supplies gift cards for the stalkers in return for their services. Now, Investigator Mazzoni was then targeted himself by LAPD under the direction of one of the fusion centers, resulting in, from what Karen tells me, the loss of his license and possibly, not sure, this part isn't clear, winding up incarcerated. But Lockheed Martin, a DOD contractor, takes tax dollars, funnels them into under-the-table tax money in 46 states to pay deep state gang stalkers secretly to harass illegally targeted innocent American citizens for fun and for profit. And the head of this is William Patrick Cox. Now, his home is listed in Killearn, Tallahassee, Florida, as the William Patrick Cox Home Franchise. It's an undefined business, and think they might be related to DHF FBI fusion centers, because these guys are spooks. They're very shady. Their backgrounds are all erased, which means there's government intervention. And this is all being perpetrated, orchestrated, and directed by Lockheed Martin. Your comments on that, Brendan?
It's worse than what you're saying. Just before we go on, and you've raised a really important point, this rabbit hole goes so deep. But just very briefly, you said these people aren't Jews. That's wrong. They are Jews. Now, we can get lost in semantics, what a Jew is, what an Israelite is, who's who. Well, I'm not going to get into that. But I want you to consider British Jewish activist Paul Eisen. Eisen, E-I-S-E-N. Paul Eisen wrote the ultimate, it's my Bible. And how I approach this. So if any of the Jewish activists or the fusion center people, which are full of Jews, full of Israelis, run by Israel, basically, the fusion centers, that they totally dominate all that. If you want to know what I'm about, then just simply read the article Jewish Power by Paul Eisen from 2004. Let me very quickly read the first a header. Quote, the crime against the Palestinian people is being committed by a Jewish state with Jewish soldiers using weapons displaying Jewish religious symbols, and with the full support and complicity of the overwhelming mass of organized Jews worldwide. But to name Jews as responsible for this crime seems impossible to do. End quote. Let's move on. So let's be serious. It's a criminal investigation, and we look at groups and we look at individuals, and you judge them by behavior. There are pleas in mitigation of sentencing, meaning I didn't know, I didn't have mens rea or a guilty mind. If you approach it purely from the criminal investigation perspective, that's the safest place to go. All right, I'll end it there. Getting back to Lockheed. Lockheed are so deep and basically seem to me to be an Israeli company. The video that's going to come out, it's taking forever. It's not going to be flash. It's a data dump. I'm just going to dump 2 hours worth of stuff into one soundtrack video, and I'll leave it up to the James Corbett, the expert investigators, the Ryan Dawsons, these amazing people that love to dot T's and investigate deeply. We'll let these amazing people who make money off the net with their vast swarms of little groupies, we'll let them do the work. Of course, they won't, so it won't get investigated. But the only other person doing this is, I'd say, with any audience, is Henry McCow mentions it quite often, but is Adam Green. But Adam Green likes Patrick Little and is someone who I don't want to be associated with anymore. There's a reason for that. But good luck to him, because he's done some very good work mocking Trust the Plan and doing stuff about the rebuilding of the Third Temple, putting it in context with Israeli high technology. So that's very good. So there's that group over there doing that. But they're not going to get people from the NSA appearing on their show. They'll probably get Ken O'Keefe or someone else. That's where Adam Green is, and that's good. But Adam Green should also has a close relationship with Christopher Bolin. But all Adam Green could come up with is, when I questioned, this is Christopher Bolin's issue. Why is he not talking about it? I've contacted him many times. He said, oh, he's probably just burnt out. That was his reply. He's done romantic walks along the beach. So if anyone's wondering why I've had enough of that group, I'm still in contact with many of them. We share links. But good luck, Adam Green. All right, he does a decent video, and I'm practicing Saul Alinsky. Let's go forth and multiply, Adam, with your social network. But our social network, Mike, are people who used to work for the NSA. Our social network are political activists of the highest order. That's our social network. And you've got a quality of people coming on now, which is why I have to lift my game. I have to stop swearing. I have to be more articulate. I have to cease ranting. But Lockheed are a rabbit hole. So deep, over and above all the other military contractors, I don't even know where to begin, because all the high-tech communication systems you see in the Pentagon, Promise software, which is so important to understand and will be featuring in the new video, going back to the old Inslaw, and oh god, I keep forgetting the guy's name who first created Promise or Inslaw. Anyway, point is, that's all linked in with Lockheed. These fusion centers, the gift cards and the money to fund all this stuff is all being thieved. It's being fraudsted out of the U.S. system. If you watch Catherine Austin Fitch, she does excellent work on this. The HUD, the Housing and Urban Development, Promise Software. They are thieving stuff hand over fist out of these databases, which are all based on Promise and are all backdoored by Israel, including the Pentagon. So I'm a little surprised, Mike, at the lack of enthusiasm for the Pentagon audit. We should be throwing parties over this. This is Mattis. Secretary of Defense Mattis has urged this forward, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump does not want an audit of the Pentagon, because his friends like Rabbi Dov Zakheim, the former comptroller, who personally lost over $2 trillion, and there's possibly another $2 trillion, that even Donald Rumsfeld was concerned about. And we remember the date that was mentioned, which was September the 10th, 2001. That's not a coincidence. And now we're finding now Lockheed has a very central role. Israel is not just repairing the F-35 or having input into its development. They are building wing parts on kibbutzes filled with Russians. They are building wing parts, these highly specialized materials in the latest F-35 technology is being built in Israel. The entire state-of-the-art helmet system and visual system wasn't just worked on with Elbit. Elbit designed it, drawing the technology out of the United States, from the United States taxpayer. They don't pay for those F-35s, Mike. It's handed to them. And then they weapons tested on two kids on the top of a building with a guitar. And then, a fish tank gets busted and catastrophes take place. We must understand, if we want to study one military-industrial contractor, it's Lockheed Martin. That place is it's not leaking. It's not leaking technology. It's a gushing fire hose. A gushing fire hose. Terabytes of data are being sucked out of Lockheed Martin. And when you add it into the BIRD, the Bi-National Industrial Research and Development Foundation, and the Bi-National Science Foundation, which was set up by Henry Kissinger in the early 1970s, you begin to see the process. At the same time, China was being built up, at the exact same time, you are seeing the fruits of a particular period in history in the early 1970s, which is now blossoming. It's blossoming now with the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. This has been planned for a long time. Israel is sucking out the entire American high technology industry. They're going to suck it out, Mike,
And you know what they're going to do after they've sucked out enough, if they can pull it off, because they're panicking. They are panicking because they're being caught. They're going to suck it out, and they're going to implode the United States. And let me tell you, to the American Jewish community, you better have your buttered bagel backsides ready to move to Moscow and Tel Aviv. Because when the American public find out, they're going to be hanging people from lampposts, and guess who's going to cop it? Benjamin Netanyahu has this planned, and his friends in the City of London and Mr. Rothschild have this plan. This is, they did it under Hitler first and got a bunch of Jews from the back alleys of Krakow, Poland into ancient Palestine. You're the next phase. They want you to be white. They want you to have high degree qualifications, preferably in electrical engineering, missile technology, and aeronautics. They're going to shift Boeing. They're going to shift the entire high-tech industry to greater Israel. And you better learn Hebrew and Russian. And enjoy your summers in Moscow, because that's what's coming if you don't wake up. Because I guarantee you, the vast majority of American Jews are very happy in the United States. And they have got to get out and pull their weight. And they're not pulling their weight enough until you realize that Benjamin Netanyahu and the crew he represents, the Pacific crew, all related back to Jabotinsky, Ergun and Stern gangs, those original terrorists who are running around today, dealing drugs, laundering drug money, and the weapons trade, the same people working at the levels of Lockheed Martin. They are your enemy. To the American Jewish community, European, they are your enemy. If you don't wake up and start taking action and join with us and realize we ain't out to kill you or your goldfish, we're here to help. We need to get together.
Well, I tell you what, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going to get into this, because this doesn't just stop here. The title of this show, Death by a Thousand Cuts, False Flags, who's behind it? Alex Jones up on 5 different lawsuits over this, folks. I'm telling you, this is heavy stuff and it needs to get out there. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in two, with Brendan O'Connell. Stick around, more to come. We're back. Anyway, Brendan, did you want to continue on your thought process, or do you want me to shift gears here? Because I want to talk a little bit. We were on the subject of, you know, these defense contractors, Lockheed Martin, and you mentioned Donald Rumsfeld and Dov Zakheim and the $2.3 trillion missing, and even Donald Rumsfeld brought it up, and it reminded me of when Cynthia McKinney was grilling him on an investigational committee about another defense contractor, DynCorp, and child trafficking, okay? And Donald Rumsfeld was just dancing around like nobody's business, talking about penalty boxes, and, well, we take him out of the penalty box. When she asked if there's any, repercussions from this child trafficking, well, you know, we put him in the penalty box, and if they're really good, we slap him on the hand, we let him out of the penalty box. But this stuff, folks, it's not limited. It's child trafficking. It's pedophilia. This is all emanating from the same place. It's the same people, okay? And it's permeating throughout not only the
every time. Every but it gets better, Mike.
Go ahead.
Promise. It's all based on promise. And you say, what do you mean child trafficking based on promise? All the databases, the child protection agencies, it's all promise. The Promise Software Database Foundation is in every single government department all over the world. You pick a government department, it has a version of Promise. That is a database that draws disparate data, and they're all backdoored. And no doubt there's a Promise databases somewhere in Tel Aviv, and it draws on every database. It ain't the NSA, and it ain't Google, and you could say, well, that's the Promise of Promises, PRISM, all the backdooring that went on with PRISM. Because Promise became prison. It's all Israel. This is what we're trying to get across to people. All roads lead to Rome. And, of course, Lord Jacob Rothschild. We understand this plan and what it's really about. But Promise software is central to everything. I mean, you, when you look, there's that software database. Promise. It all leads to Bill Hamilton. I keep forgetting his name. Bill Hamilton and his wife, Nancy Hamilton, who started InSlaw. And that database, originally in the mid-70s going into the early 1980s, was the start of what we see today, including Lockheed. And Lockheed is deep in bed on that stuff. They are running through the military industrial complex contractors. And every single one of those contractors, every last one of them, is totally, utterly infiltrated and penetrated by the old Soviet-era communist system backdoor, called the ultimate backdoor, Israel. Israel was set up deliberately by the Rothschild Jewish banking dynasty based in the City of London and through Europe, who set up first, their first experiment, Russia, then they set up Israel, and they set up China. They could never get control completely of the United States. So what they're going to do is Their other sons of the City of London, Israel and China and Russia, are banding together under this huge Eurasian development program. They're going to suck out their most promising son, the loyal son to some degree, loyal to the Constitution, loyal to human freedom based on Christian principles. They're going to take that and they're going to suck you dry, and then they're going to collapse you into a big heap. You're not even going to have an arms industry. You're not even going to have a service industry, a high technology industry. I have no idea what your industry will be, possibly a gulag system. That'll be it. Because everything you thought you could rely on, including military technology and the technology sector, is being shipped to Israel. It's not just an outlying Google department research center. They are moving their main research centers to Israel. And pretty soon you're going to hear about Israel is designing a new aircraft. Israel is designing parts for the International Space Station. Israel is going to the moon. Israel is this, Israel is that. And I'm trying to get people to understand the seriousness of this situation. You are not going to have anything left. And once you've got nothing left, what happens to you? You're like a prostitute. You hit 35, as Kathy O'Brien used to say. You hit 35, you're old, that's considered old and retired. They put a bullet in your head. That's what you are, America. So if you don't do something, what I mean by do something is engage in the political process, become conversant in the subject. That means studying it. That means less time on Prince Charles drinking baby's blood and other, you know, speculative Hollywood-style horror movies which are entertaining you, all right? It doesn't help understanding boring subjects like the origins of promise, database technology, the Israeli high technology sector, the smart cities program, and the financial control of financial systems and the military contractors. Understanding that and becoming conversant in that. By then approaching your elected representatives and your FBI field officers and the Department of Homeland Security, and start informing people within the system who talk at the level of the water cooler at the Department of Homeland Security. That's a social network. It's powerful. And I can see that I have personally had effect. Me, little old Brendan O'Connell, I ain't no agent. I'm a former registered nurse. My interest is healthcare, psychotherapy, counseling, permaculture gardens, healing. I'm a freaking hippie with short hair. Or I was a former left-wing, bleeding heart, crying for everybody. It's really, you know, I still am to a large degree. But you wake up, 30s and 40s. Oh, I see where, oh, I get it. And we start to understand how important America is. I'm not just saying this to make Americans feel happy. You have, despite all your sins and your foundation of the modern state of America on the murder, homicide, and ethnic cleansing of Native Americans, you have built, for all its sins, a modern civilization which has as its premise the most incredible political document in history. It's second only to the Bible. It really is. It's incredible. It even takes in the Quran, the Old Testament, New Testament. It says you as an individual have value. You have political value. And you are the boss. You, not a king, not some autocratic politician. You are the boss. It lays it out. And Americans can't seem to wait to get rid of it. They've got Patrick Little running around going, name the Jew, and maybe, you know, Adolf Hitler wasn't such a bad guy, and we should have a benevolent dictator king. Well, you know what? Steve Bannon wants that too. He loves Julie Savola. I enjoy reading Julie Savola, favorite author of Adolf Hitler, all right, because he's got a point. He has a point. But America, the rest of the world can go to crap, but America must stand, and somehow we have to get it through your thick skulls that you have got to get off Facebook. And you have got to start engaging in the political process. I hand it back to you.
Okay. No, it's very well said. And, you know, I mean, I'm looking at this as an overview, outside the forest looking at the trees. And I'm saying, you know, this, folks, I can't even emphasize how important, how deep this is, because it permeates. And if people say, well, you know, as long as it doesn't affect me, it's affecting us all. Every time you see another
lead in the water, Mike, I have to interrupt. Sorry. You just said it. Right now, you have lead in the water of Cleveland. You know why you have lead in the water of Cleveland? You have lead in your water in Cleveland and a million other environmental issues and crumbling cities in Detroit to Chicago, the Rust Belt. That's because Israel is booming and sipping champagne on your money, on your coin, American taxpayers. Hello? And that includes Jewish American taxpayers. You're paying for it.
Is it my turn?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
No, so that's a political point to wake them up. There's a direct effect of Lockheed and building infrastructure in greater Israel and all these wars are so that someone else can suck off your prosperity, suck off your talents. It's affecting you. The 2008 housing crash. Who do you think did that? Who do you think did that? And you tell me Promise Software and all the rest isn't involved in all of that? The same damn... You said it, Mike. It's the same people every time. Go, go.
Well, the point I was going to try to make is, you know, a lot of these Kool-Aid drinking Americans say, well, you know, as long as it doesn't affect me, there's nothing I can do as an individual. Look, it affects all of us because what's happening right now domestically is we see these false flags being pulled off, you know, on a regular basis. So, and I'm talking about Sandy Hook, and I'm talking about Florida, Parkland, and I'm talking about Aurora, I'm talking about San Bernardino, I'm talking about all over the place. And who's behind it and what's the motivation for being behind it is to get the guns. That's what they want. They want the guns. Now, there's a lot of controversy going around, and I'd like to touch base on this in the next hour about what's happening with our so-called, you know, leader of the Patriot Movement, Alex Jones, and what's going on in his world with the vast amounts of money that he's putting out on all fronts with five different lawsuits that he's involved in regarding, nobody died at Sandy Hook, blah, 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 which he claims he didn't say, but I've got a big problem with that. And that is that this guy, Leonard Posner, who supposedly is Noah Posner's father, okay, this guy was in two places. Supposedly the parent of Noah Posner. I say the alleged parent because I'm not sure. Okay, but also he was caught as a crisis actor as an FBI agent. And to add insult to injury to that, a picture shows up not too long later up on a wall in Pakistan where there was an ambush of a bunch of kids. And guess whose picture's up there? Noah Posner. He died twice. Now, I've seen that picture. They have since pulled it off the internet, okay, because of Leonard Posner's demands to take it down. But according to reports and the pictures that were put up, this kid died twice. So who's telling the truth? And this is going to be a major, major trial with Alex Jones and what's going on there. And it's going to put him...
More distraction.
Is it all distraction? Okay.
It's all distraction. Man, I know how intelligence agencies operate. They stuck that up there. They're messing with... You know what Sandy Hook was? Sandy Hook was, let's mess with their heads. That's what Sandy Hook was. Let's mess with their heads. Pure and simple. No, not even get your guns. It's let's mess with their heads. Because I'll tell you why. Guns are important. The Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, extremely important. But Mike, here's the problem. It's a distraction. I'll tell you why. They are going to get the guns. You know how they're going to get them? They're not going to get them through legislation. You're going to get a tap at the door like this. Citizen 39731, please proceed to the smart driving truck to the Gulag Smart City. Thank you. That's what you're going to get. The robots and the drones are coming. And when the robots
hold the thought. We've got to take a break. We're going to the top of the hour. We'll continue on that thought when we get back. I hope that, 10 years down the line you said? But anyway, we're going to the top of the hour. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. Stick around. Second hour coming up with Brendan O'Connell. All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening with my special co-host on Fridays, Brendan O'Connell. Okay, so I'm going to get a knock on the door in the middle of the night by a bunch of goons. Who are these goons, anyways? The UN? Who is it? I mean, is it the police?
No, the robots designed by Lockheed in Israel and manufactured in China.
Okay, now the rollout on those, you said we got 10 years left. We're talking basically about Terminators. I mean, I was looking into this over the weekend, believe it or not. Folks, when I'm not on the air, I do some research into some pretty wild and wacky stuff sometimes, because as you know, when you're up on YouTube and you're watching a video, there's about, 10 or 15 on the right side, and it brings you down all kinds of different rabbit holes. And I was looking at artificial intelligence, and I was looking at Nick Pope and a lot of these people talking about UFOs and all this stuff. You know, so I get carried off down these rabbit holes, and a lot of stuff I don't even report on the air. But one of them, you know, how far along really are they on the artificial intelligence from your perspective, Brendan?
Oh, they've had it for ages. Look, we all know that the general cliche, the military's 20, 30 years ahead. It's true. It's true. They always have a civilian, visible sector of development, and they have the private, deep, what we call, you know, the deep state version. And they do a lot of dirty stuff in Israel because that's their bunker. That's what Israel is. Israel isn't even a state. It's not a Jewish state. It's a Jewish crime bunker. It's a military camp. It's Rothschild's private experiment place. It's where everyone goes to test their weapons and play with people's heads and test stuff.
And when they're ready, they're going to expand the borders, the razor wire of bunker called Israel, and they're going to expand it throughout the entire Middle East. And that will become the new United States, the new ancient Babylon. All the prophecies fulfilled and all the rest. And there's Rothschild, that little Dracula piece of garbage who wears frilly knickers and, you know, the British disease. This pedophilia and homosexuality and all the rest. I don't know what it is with the British. Maybe they were, I don't know, maybe they were invaded by someone at some stage. To my British friends, I apologize. But there's something wrong with parts of England. There's something wrong with it. And until we understand that this is all a delaying tactic, can I please give you a quote of the distraction? It's all a distraction, this whole damn thing. Listen, simple logic thinking. Donald Trump says he's going to bring back jobs. He even says about bringing an Apple factory back. Well, if you want to pay $15,000 for an iPhone X, because that's what it's going to cost to manufacture an iPhone X in America, all right, with wages and medical. They don't have medical in China, all right? They get $50 a week plus their keep and their food in their little prison camp factory. So you're going to tell me Donald Trump can get away with saying, hey, I'm going to bring Apple back. And Alex Jones repeats that garbage day in, day out, every second word. All right, just from thinking, critically thinking, all by your little self. But wait a minute, how can we compete with China and bring an Apple factory back? It'll be $15,000 for an Apple iPhone. So that little tiny bit of credit, and the fact that Apple's basically moved to China and handed over all sorts of technology to China, and China's handling all sorts of things, including specialist keys for their encryption. So people need to start thinking. But here's what I'm going to give you a quote. It's from the UNZ.com. UNZ.com.
All right, hold on. How long is it going to take? We got a break coming up in about 30 seconds. So,
How many breaks is this? No wonder people are complaining. You just had a break.
We have a 1 minute break, okay, to welcome back my affiliate in Crestview, Florida. So,
I see what you mean.
Okay. So anyway, we'll take the break and then I'll let you.
So it's the terrestrial stations as well coming on board.
That's right. And they want to hear every word you say. They're hanging on your every word. So we have to be patient.
Because you are traumatizing listeners. You said, I cannot listen to this as long as there are ads. And it's like, just click.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back, folks, with Brennan O'Connell. All right, folks, we're back, and I welcome those listeners from WXEI 95.3 FM in Crestview, Florida, coming back from the news. Okay, Brendan, go ahead and continue with your sermon.
Right, well, this is UNZ.com, UNZ.com, our American Pravda. Now, Phil Giraldi sits on there. He's their sacred cow, and I criticized Giraldi, and they actually banned me. I criticized Giraldi for not taking up these. It was amazing. They're an excellent place, and yet when I raised the Israeli high technology sector, I got attacked. So I think you're going to find that the infiltration is incredible. But anyway, and then they complained that I was posting too many links, but it was just ridiculous. But I attacked Giraldi. I said, why is Phil Giraldi and so many others within this community not talking about the Israeli high technology sector, not talking about the Smart Cities program, they're not talking about the Belt and Road Initiative. There's nothing. So you're going to have to really, I'm telling you, total infiltration. You're going to find one day when their counterintelligence people catch up with a lot of people, you're going to find we are so penetrated. And, you know, it's going to be astounding. Anyway, let's move on. Here's from UNZ.com, who otherwise do some excellent, really excellent work. Consider the fascinating perspective of the recently deceased Boris Berezovsky, once the most powerful of the Russian oligarchs and the puppet master behind President Boris Yeltsin during the late 1990s. After looting billions in national wealth and elevating Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin to the presidency, he overreached himself and eventually went into exile. According to the New York Times, he had planned to transform Russia into a fake two-party state, one social democratic and one neoconservative, in which heated public battles would be fought on divisive symbolic issues, while behind the scenes, both parties would actually be controlled by the same ruling elites, with the citizenry thus permanently divided and popular dissatisfaction safely channeled into meaningless dead ends. Russia's rulers could maintain unlimited wealth and power for themselves with little threat to their reign. Given America's history over the last couple of decades, perhaps we can guess where Berezovsky got his idea for such a clever political scheme. Ring any bells, Mike?
Yeah, it rings a few. I mean, you know, look, I'm trying to bring all of this out in such a way that it, you know, rings a bell in these people's heads to understand the severity of this. Because, folks, look, I don't do this for myself. I do this for my children and for my grandchildren and for yours as well, okay? Because I'm not going to be fogging a mirror on this planet forever, and neither are you. But they're going to be here a lot longer than we are. And this you know, nefarious system in which we live and the people that are running it and the people that have permeated this are the people that we have to ferret out and tar and feather and run them out of Dodge and start anew, okay? And
to do that, Mike, you're going to have to explain to the morons that Trump and Hillary work for the same people. They come from New York. The New York, Chicago, Atlantic City, Jewish mob, Israeli firsters, total penetration of all government departments, including, impressively, the Department of Justice. And James Comey was what? The former legal counsel for who?
Lockheed.
Mm-hmm. And there's Holder and Mueller running this investigation, and they're all working together. And what's the common denominator? Lockheed. It's all theater, all of it. No one lands a punch. And now we've got the Hollywood expose on the pedophile rings. Another distraction. We're not talking about smart cities, the Internet of Things, and Israeli domination of the entire internet databases and high technology sector, robotics and drones. No one's going to have a job. They're going to shove us into smart cities. Very nice, comfortable, totally surveilled, designed in Israel, manufactured in China. And we ain't talking about it, but we're talking about some idiot, half-witted, second-rate actor complaining that Seth Green talks about chicken. Let's talk about chicken because he wants to talk about raping little boys. Let me tell you, what's the rape of little boys compared to 500,000 dead Syrians since 2012? I'm sorry, in the grand scheme of things, your Hollywood-produced, blood-drinking Prince Charles is a pedophile, blah, blah, speculation, blah, blah, Hollywood exciting entertainment of the great pedophile rings, as true as it is distracting people from this simple issue. Israel, high technology, smart cities, drones and robots, they're going to come and get us, and you can wave your free man on the land paperwork if you don't understand this issue and understand that they are throwing up, because Israel runs those pedophile rings. Israel runs the drug trade. It runs all the hookers and sexual blackmail. They run them all. And Israel has released, they have approved this issue, which is why Alex Jones talks about it so much too. They've approved the pedophile issue. It's an approved issue, which Israel says, talk about it. Why? Because they run that entire pedophile network. And now everybody's talking about it, and it's telling everyone, shut your stinking mouth and you cooperate with Israel, because people are turning against Israel in droves. Not the usual suspects, white nationalists, neo-Nazis, but ordinary mums and dads, ordinary people are finding out. And that's why that issue is allowed out into the mainstream. Let's talk about the Catholic Church. We'll talk about it all day. But why don't we talk about Lockheed and its involvement, Promise Software, databases, child protection agencies, and so on and so forth. It's not been talked about, Mike. And people are going to understand distraction. When I see it in the mainstream media, not just once, but I start seeing it regularly, you better start rubbing your chin. Over to you.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, and this is the very reason that we're doing this, Brennan, and I have to repeat again, okay, my audience is exploding. But, you know, I'm just one guy, okay, and I wish, I'm not trying to hog the whole show here. I would love to see you on mainstream news. I would love to see you across the country on every alternative media network. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I've touched with a couple of talk show hosts on it, and they don't even get it, you know, and as opposed to sit down and trying to explain it to them or tell them to go watch, you know, the Tapiat program or Israeli drones over America or whatever, you know, they ignore it and go the other way. You know, so I'm.
Well, we've got to understand the infiltration, Mike. People have to start thinking. We're not here to cause trouble and fights and division. We're asking people to think. Why is it Max Egan came to me when I called out for help? Who did I get? I got a bunch of sexual deviants. Max Egan and Ken O'Keefe / Nichols were hanging around a bunch of people in South America who dance around naked and have group sex. Max Egan is friends with Zen Gardner, the guy who was the public relations man. The public relations man for the sex cult, the Children of God. And Max Egan defended Zen Gardner and said, well, he's a really nice guy. I assure you he's not involved in any of that. When you are the public relations man and a member for 20 years plus, and then also the public relations man for the notorious Children of God,
sex pedophile cult.
And you defend him. Let me tell you something, Max Egan. There's a problem. And as your mate Ken Nichols, who hangs around with his young Filipino bride, and good luck to him, I'm glad she's pretty hot, and she's virtually rolling around in a car on a video, which Ken O'Keefe's very proud of, I was basically waiting for ping pongs to be brought out and a certain vibrating device. I thought it was going to be a sex show, and they're all very proud of it. She's a weirdo, whack job, and Ken Nichols is still on the internet. How he hasn't run away and sort of embarrassed and shamed. Don't people understand? It's the same. People infatuated with drugs and sex and weirdness. It's the whole freaking alt media.
Wow, you're making me feel rather isolated because I'm in the alt media. Maybe that's why I'm a recluse. I don't know.
Well, that's why when you came along, I was so happy. And there's a gentleman that was lobbying for me who's got information on Promise, including labor unions and the fire department. Now, I've asked him repeatedly to send me stuff written, and he's, oh, well, I just want to talk. I said, dude, if it's as big as you say, I want it written down. So I'm still, to that person, I'm still waiting for it to be written down in an order for me so I can pass it on to my network, because it's clearly very important given what we know about Promise. But if people are not going to scream in my ear how important their information is, but they can't even be bothered writing it down, I mean, come on, give me a break. But, you know, until we start questioning, and why are these groups constantly filled with sexual deviant whack jobs? I've found it constantly wherever I go. They've always sucking on a bong. They're clearly off their head on methamphetamine. Tyranny Unmasked whack job Jew based in Canada keep contacting me. And they're over there saying, oh, O'Connell's this and O'Connell's that. No, you're weirdo whack jobs. I don't want to ground you. Pretty simple. I ask simple questions, Mike. You ask like I asked a simple question of Adam Green. You hang and took romantic walks with Christopher Bolin. It's on the internet. You live at home with mum and dad in your very expensive house in California. You're in your mid to late 20s. You don't work. You do some pretty good videos. I'm quite impressed with it. When I ask you a simple question, you need to go to Christopher Bolin and get this information, which you get, Adam. And all he said was, he's just burnt out. That's not a normal response to such an important issue. I am so suspicious of so many people whose behavior is strange. I ask them to do things, they don't do it. I ask the next week to do it, they don't do it. And then after 3 months when I explode at them, they say, oh, no one can work with O'Connell. Let me tell you, I am the nicest. Have I ever caused a problem with you, Mike? Ever?
Well, I think you yelled at me once.
Oh, well, that's that was
okay. Everybody yells at me. Even my producer yells at me, so it's okay. I get yelled at all the time, you know. I was going to say I'm glad I don't have a woman in my life because she'd probably yell at me all the time too. But yeah, I miss that part of life, you know.
Well, she's a rich princess. That would be handy.
Yeah, but no. But the bottom line is, no, we've got on pretty well throughout our relationship, you know. And obviously, you know, we have two minds that pretty much think alike, you know. And rationale, it takes me a little longer to get it, probably because I'm older than you. And
No, it doesn't take you a little long to get it. You got it instantly. It was obvious. Why are these people so confused? Look, I ask simple things of people. If you want to fix the problem, Facebook is not the place to do it. If you're going to use the internet, you use it sparingly in a very specific way as a tool. You then go to places like, and let me tell you, you target an audience. Who are the most motivated people out there? I'll tell you who on this issue, the most important issue, which we just discussed.
All right, hold the thought. Tell us when we get back, because we have to take another one of those ominous breaks that you hate, and so does the listening audience, because we have to pay the bills. But tell us who they are when we come back from the break. Be right back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. More to come. All right, folks, we're back with my guest, Brendan O'Connell. All right, go ahead and spout it off, Brendan. Tell us who they are.
I can't even remember what we were talking about. Targeting your audience online and why Facebook isn't it. You need to go to the less controlled military forums, number one. Just type it in. I don't need to tell you which forum. Just type in largest military forum, whatever. Find the military forums. That means you're going to have to research, right? Probably take you 5 minutes. Military forums, number one, because these people have an interest in the specifics. They have their sons and daughters and husbands and wives serving in areas where the technology that's likely going to kill them has come from Israel. All right? They're highly motivated audience. Military forums. Number two, the information technology or IT forums. They have an interest in the subject and they're connected. The IT, I love the geeks. All right, doesn't matter whether you're Jew or non-Jew. The geeks are a subculture, all of their own, bound together as geeks with their love of technology.
Jew or not. Even Israelis, they love being a geek. They're going to see the danger in all this. It's going to affect them too. That's another huge target audience. And the third one, the Financial Cryptocurrency Forum. All right, they want to know that Israel's running the whole thing. They want to know that Israel's backdooring their software to their crypto wallets. They want to know that it's Israel manipulating and artificially keeping down the price of Bitcoin so that they can get full control of it, and then let it rise up through the ranks. That's a motivated, highly motivated, wealthy, prone to donations, and willing to assist you. And let me tell you, if you want to associate yourself with Patrick Little, those people are not going to assist you. If you want to say you want a dialogue with the white nationalist movement, Mr. Greg McCarron, which is all he could come up with, they're not going to want to talk to you. I'm political. I am political because this is where it has to go. I study the best, most amazing people on the planet, the most amazing identifiable group, Jewish Power. They're political. They created the internet for morons to roam around on instead of using it as a specific tool for a specific set of things to do, and then politically meeting people face to face and organizing politically and engaging in your local community with your elected representatives or standing for parliament or standing for Congress or the Senate. People look at you when you talk about these things like you are from Mars. They are just totally oblivious and think you have to be a rock star with $20 million behind you before you can even consider running for Congress. That's the problem we face, Mike. If we cannot move this into engagement with the political system. And this is the thing that keeps me awake at night. We have 10 years. 10 years. I have bled for this. I'll say it again. I sacrificed. I was told I would be looked after by Neil Russell Taylor, Freemason, former military intelligence in the Army Reserves of Australia, just back from China, where he told me they're offering me $30 million, but I want $130 million for my mining lease. And Brendan, I was with Chinese intelligence, and it's filled with retired Australian Federal Police who are assisting in forming close personal relationships with the mining industry of Australia. He told me this in Acacia Prison. And I said, what the hell? I said, dude, what the hell's happening? I didn't say what the hell. I said, what the F is happening with my appeal? I was totally oblivious. What I should have done is gone, hey, what's my numbered Swiss bank account? Count me in. Clearly, that's what I should have done. I've bled for it. I've been to Iran. And it's not that we're not getting traction, but it's 50,000 casualties on the Somme in the mud of no man's land to move forward. People have got to start asking questions about why this is so difficult for people like James Corbett and a plethora of alt media gurus who are making decent money, why this is so hard for them to grasp.
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless over the whole thing. I agree with you, okay? And, you know, and as you know, behind the scenes, I do whatever I can do to further this, but there's only so much I can do. You know, I don't want to...
No, I'm not. But this is not about you, Mike. This is about
I know.
Thinking. It's not just about... You've got to move into the point where you enjoy the process of engaging in the political system. Enjoy it. You've got to study. Like, when you write a letter, I keep telling people, I know a woman who worked for a politician as a personal assistant. And she will tell you that letters, not emails, but letters and faxes, but especially handwritten letters, typed like a legal letter with no emotion, when you get a really well-written letter like that, they take notice. And that letter will make its way to that member of parliament, to that congressperson, to that member of the Senate. Letters are powerful. They are all inputted into a database so they can understand the mood of the community. There is nothing more important than a well-written letter, and preferably becoming conversant in the subject so that you can attend the office of your elected representative. They work for you. All right, you're their boss. You need to organize a meeting with you're the CEO. Organize a meeting with your employee. And people look at you like, oh, that's a waste of time. And oh, I don't know. You've got to become conversant in the subject matter and confident. You've got to learn. Type into Google or YouTube how to write a letter to a politician. Study the art of engaging in the political process. Study it. Drop your cat videos, drop your porn, drop your Facebook or latest conspiracy theory or Prince Charles is drinking baby's blood, and start studying the art of political engagement. How to write a letter to a politician. I have engaged with former minister in charge of the New Zealand intelligence, Senator Chris Findlayson, with much success. I have had many New Zealand politicians and some Australians get back to me personally, their personal assistants with a personal email. Would have been better with letters, but being overseas, it's pretty difficult, particularly when I don't want to necessarily give away my address. But I'm telling you people, you must start engaging and studying the art of political engagement, which includes stunts. If and when we're all still alive and the truth comes out about my particular story, you are going to look at me, and I'm going to say this, I'm not being grandiose, you're going to say, O'Connell, you're a damn legend. You didn't quite pull it off. You were bumbling along the way. You're a bit of a clown, but man, you got balls. I did everything I could to get this material into a high-level, high-profile trial. I had the Israeli state come out against me. Doesn't that get people excited? It got Hamid Farawali excited, the senior international correspondent for Press TV. And what happened? He just came up against a brick wall. I then go to Iran, and what happened? I come up against a brick wall. And now I know why. Because Iran is engaged in the Belt and Road Initiative and has been tasked by Rothschild via the Swiss and German banks to control the stands. Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Afghanistan. That's their role. They're engaging with Russia and China, who is engaging with Israel. It's a scam, people. And the only people who are going to lose in this is the American taxpayer. You ain't invited to the Belt and Road Project. Israel's going to do it all and says thanks. So every time that idiot Trump says, I'm going to put tariffs on China, and then doesn't pull up Benjamin Netanyahu, who then waltzes in the mainstream media articles now on the BBC. That's us, Mike. We did that. Joseph did that. The Telpiot crew did that. Okay, Adam Green did that. We did it. Nobody's. All right, so when Benjamin Netanyahu says, hey, thanks for those contracts, America, because guess what, President Z, we've got all that technology and we stole it out of them anyway. And they're handing over stealth technology to Russia and China. This is outrageous. It's the biggest security breach in history. And everyone's just, yeah. What are you going to do? So there's hope, though. There is hope. It's slowly seeking out into the mainstream media. So when that idiot Trump whacks another $50 billion in tariffs, you better hope that someone's pulling up BB and saying, you don't come in and fill the void, you little parasite, little piece of garbage. And then we've got to look at Lockheed. And they did. Just remember that, people. They dragged out the head of Lockheed 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 3 weeks after that Israeli drones video I did where I talk about Mudge, Peter Zatko, one of the top levels of cybersecurity, said or is strongly inferring that places like Lockheed and other military contractors were deliberately leaking stuff. I put to you, it's not that it's deliberate. It's because Israel is in there and they're in the fusion centers. They've totally penetrated, and it's been talked about since 1988. The LaRoche Executive Intelligence Review says the Department of Justice is totally penetrated by Russian Soviet assets, and that Pollard wasn't sending material back to Israel whining about the sentence he got when he was only, because there's a difference when you spy for an ally, you get a lesser sentence. Well, he got one of the maximum, really high sentence. And why? Because they said he was tasked with specific details on what information to get. And that information wasn't to help Israel. The information was to help Russia. And it was passed on by Shamir. What's his name? Was it Shamir? Shimon Peres, or one of them. He was shoving it onto the Soviets.
All right, take a breath. We got to take a break, bottom of the hour break, 3 minute break, and then we come back and continue with this. No, I know.
And the Department of Justice covered it up then, and they're covering it up now under Mueller, Holder, and Comey. Same people working for Lockheed.
Be right back.
Putting sunlight on the political cesspool. Back to the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog.
All right, folks, we're back with my Friday co-host, Brendan O'Connell. Yes, and it all backs up and all, you know, goes back to Israel. It's in Lockheed Martin. I mean, all these people you were mentioning, Comey and Mueller. And this goes back a long way. You know, Brendan, when I interviewed Karen Stewart the other night, 28-year NSA veteran, 28-year tenure, I got a couple of snippets, just small snippets of what actually goes on in government, and she actually mentioned SES. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, out of London.
Well, Serco is London, but SES is Special Executive Services here in the United States.
Yeah, but it's all based with Rothschild.
Right, right. Yeah, it's an offshoot of Serco, which is Rothschild. And she mentioned that those people were the overseers, and they were ultimately what, you know, started the process of her being gaslighted and them trying to make her think she was
just
crazy.
Just before you go on, I have to get into that. It's a vital piece of information, that SES stuff. Absolutely vital. Combine that with Telpiot, Israel, high technology, and you've got basically the whole story. So, yeah, I have to look that up straight away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got turned on to it by Phil McConnell and also Scott Bennett.
Yes. I'm 2 years behind that. I should have been onto that a long time ago.
But at any rate, as she was mentioning to me when she was kind of describing, and I can't remember really whether it was on air or off air, but she was describing to me some of the people that she was trying to track down that were stalking her. And there was one gentleman, or no, I'm going to call him a gentleman, that's used the term loosely, that evidently she saw him coming out of her house when her husband was coming home on a Saturday afternoon, but yet nothing was taken. And that following Monday when she went into work, she saw the same guy in the IT room in her, you know, the NSA office. And she come to find out after tracking, and I thought about you, and I thought about Unit 8200, because she found out this guy was a dual Israeli citizen. So it tells me he was probably a graduate of Unit 8200. Because
Not necessarily, but they do tend to, because often Unit 8200 and the Telpiot program, they can, Daniel Lewin, he served in that Marakat, the counterterrorism. I actually think he might be Telpiot, but Unit 8200 also do that. They'll often serve in a they're very similar, Telpiot and Unit 8200. You could say Telpiot is for the boss and Unit 8200 is for the worker bees, but spot on. A lot of this has been going on a long time, and a lot of these people are graduates, particularly if they work in the electronics sector. And that gets you back to Leon Wand, the Australian Jew who worked on the highest levels of Australian defence industry. He now works with BHP Billiton in their IT department security, which means he's handing tons of BHP, one of the biggest mining companies in the world, to China. Absolutely spot on. Those old guys, this has been going on for a long time. Exactly right, Mike. And I might add, her experience is my experience.
And I find, and it's not just her, you know, she was turned on to me by a longtime acquaintance of mine, who, by the way, is also in exile in Latin America, Janet Phelan, who's an investigative reporter, who right as we speak is negotiating with a foreign government, of which I can't name right now, to try to get asylum, because she's been in exile out of the United States for 10 years over another issue, which I'm not going to go into. But this is happening all over the place. And I want to mention to the listening audience, folks, some of the old-time listeners and a lot of the new listeners that have come on, you've heard us talking about this, and some of it might sound repetitive. But the bottom line is you have to realize there's an immense amount of new listeners coming on every week. And, you know, they
You're right, Mike.
I'm not saying it to brag. Believe me, what I'm trying to say here is that they come into the middle of this, and a lot of them will go, "What the heck are these guys talking about? I haven't heard of this." And they'll either tune out or they'll listen to try to find out. So,
Mike, you're it, dude. I need to kick you in the butt. You need to understand, you're it. There's no one else. You are it, and by that I mean you're smart, you're intelligent, you're an excellent presenter. You study your subject. You have the right personality. You've got advertising and marketing background. You're not a white nationalist. You're not a neo-Nazi. You will get high-quality guests. You're the one that said to me, Brendan, if you're going to come on, you can't swear. Please spruce up your game. Please stop ranting. It's the same advice I got many years ago and threw it away. Was too busy being angry. You are it, Mike. You are it. So I hope you get it as well, that the people supporting must support you. They must support your show, because like you said, it takes money to run it. You don't want to be a billionaire, but if people can't even give $5 a month, if you're getting 3,000 listeners live, what, well, people can't give a dollar?
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up, because I got an email this morning from one of your donors, who is also one of my donors, from the network I set up on Patreon. And the way it's set up is whatever time of the month you donate, Patreon the next month will pull it out automatically on the first of the month. Well, this donor didn't realize that. And so, I had an email chain go back and forth with him. And he was fine with it. You know, it's no big deal. But then I asked my producer, I said, well, how do I get the money out of here? You know, and he went to get the money out, and they said, well, it's being investigated. There's a two-day investigation going on because something doesn't look right. Well, it's nothing I did. Okay, but evidently, and by the way, I'm going to mention this since you brought it up. Of the thousands of listeners I have, and yes, I can document, we are now in the thousands of listeners, and I'm just talking about online. I'm not talking about KYAH or WXEI or Great Bend 1470. I'm not talking about that or iTunes or iHeart or any of the other stuff. I'm talking about thousands just online. And out of those thousands of listeners, when I brought it out, and I don't remember what it was, about 2 weeks ago maybe, that I brought it out, look, you know, what's happening here? And I'm going to be very honest with the audience here. All of the revenue that's coming in here to this network is going right out to pay my producer. I'm making nothing. Zero. Zilch. As a matter of fact, and I mentioned this to this listener this morning, whom you know, and I believe you've been in email contact with, is that it wasn't until about the 29th of this month that I even broke even to be able to pay my producer what he was owed. So, you know, when I brought it out, For the monthly donorship or monthly sponsorship of even $5 a month. Okay, do you know how many donors I have gotten from that, Brendan? Out of the thousands of listeners, how many I've gotten?
Now, I don't know how many you said. I've forgotten. Tell me.
I've gotten, well, one of them had already become a donor, and this person was the one that said you need to go on the air and you know, put it out there. But of all the thousands of listeners, I've gotten three. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to hustle more, Mike, but also people need to realize you're it. You are it. Listen, you're going to have on soon, I hope, John Wilson. You're going to have a highly connected, old-school labor union organizer, not interested in gay marriage, not interested in transgender rights, the old working class, decent standard of living, decent wage, highly connected, who says he wants to get the middle ground. That means the Christian conservative constitutionalists, not the nutcase evangelicals, but the constitutionalists with the firearms, the ex-military, together with the old trade union left, the smart, intelligent ones. Get the left, this so-called left-right together in the middle ground. And you're it, Mike. You are it. You are the perfect person to carry this through. You can get quality guests on. You understand all the issues right to the depth of it. All right, you're not afraid to say Zionist or Jewish power. You talk about the key issues, but you're not white nationalist, neo-Nazi, lunatic fringe. That's your gift, and that's why people need to support you 1,000%. You are the conduit, because big things are coming up, including major political stuff outside the front of military bases. My friends in Australia, I've been very busy. You may as well know this, and your listeners may as well know. Because I'm telling you, this thing is going to be moved up a level. I hope we all live, without sounding too melodramatic. This thing is moving up the chain. And if you want to get on board now. And Mike will not let you down. And I hopefully won't let you down as I engage in more therapy with Mike and get my my stuff together. Mike, you're it. You really are it.
Well, and I just want to insert one more thing regarding that issue, is in the conversation that I had, and I'll name it, Mike C. in, I think it's, what is it, Buffalo, Texas, okay? And I told him, I said, look, you know, the bottom line is if I just had 100 listeners that donated $5 a month, that's it. I would be fine. I could pay my producer. I can cover all these extended expenses I have. And I can live pretty much like I was when I had to go out and Uber every week, you know, just to supplement my income. So that I'm not looking to get rich. I'm just looking for the support of even a minimal amount of money.
You want the money, Mike. Because people said when I said we need to fundraise and do, oh, he just wants money. Yeah, I do want money. That's correct. Because our opposition has lots of money. I want things to start happening. So you're it, Mike. As far as I'm concerned, you are the king right now. You may not have the numbers of our gurus, but you're it. And I hope people get on board, because you've got the whole thing. We've got the Israeli high technology sector covered, the smart cities program covered, the Internet of Things covered, the China Belt and Road Initiative covered. We have the communitarian, the new ideology that has to be gone in detail, has to be made sexy, where Amitai Etzioni, a real name, Werner Falk from Germany. And I might add, Mike, these same people all served in the same Haganah, Stern, or gun gangs, all participated in the same missions. It's the same people, Benjamin Netanyahu, special forces people, high technology people, assassination squads,
drug trafficking, drug money laundering, and the weapons trade, Lockheed Martin, penetration of U.S. government agencies, penetration of the Department of Justice, Mr. Comey, Lockheed's attorney, Mr. Holder, and they're the same people. They work with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump because they're all Israeli first, which is a Russian Soviet era communist penetration of the United States. And you are it, Mike, and your listeners have to understand. Support Mike. I'm getting help now. I am getting help. I'm okay for the next few months, people. But please, if you want to send me $1 million, feel free. Thank you to Paul. I think we're talking about Paul. Just sent me $300. Wow, thank you. And I have a lot of people to thank in a video very soon I'm going to upload. So, Mike, please, your listeners understand, Mike is it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to take a break with that. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about trusting the plan, because from what you said, you know, all these people are out. Yeah, well, all these people are out there saying, well, you know, Mueller's really secretly investigating Hillary Clinton. What? Okay, come on, folks. Seriously, do you really believe that? Come on. We got to take a break. We'll be back with a final segment with Brennan O'Connor. Folks, stick around. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Oh, I hurt my ribs.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening with my special co-host, Brennan O'Connell. And, you know, guess what? During the break, Brennan, it worked. I went into my email, and I just got a notification, and I want to thank Susan L. so much. She contributed $5 on a monthly basis. Now, you see, I need 98 more of those people out of the thousands of people listening, and we're home free, and you'll never hear me bark about it again, folks, because really, if you value this information, if you value what's being put out to you, if you value that this stuff is well-researched, okay, this is for real, we're not making this stuff up, okay, what's it worth to you? Is it worth a $5 Starbucks, you know, frappe latte or whatever it is a month? That's all I'm asking for, you know. And all you have to do is go into my website and hit either donate or Patreon, one or the other, and contribute $5. That's it. That's no big deal.
We have people on our side. No one's going to track you down and kill you. Okay, I told you, I've spoken to highest level state counterterrorism, highly connected people, James McMahon, ex-Special Forces Commander, member of the intelligence, well, affiliated with the intelligence community of Australia, Joe Francis, ex-submariner, Royal Australian Navy, invited out for beers. I've had the Israeli state come out against me, the Israeli ambassador, the deputy foreign minister. You know, it's an incredible story. I'm in Iran, all right? This is a big issue. This is a big issue. We have people on our side. They're monitoring us. They're giving nudges and winks that no one's going to kill you if you use PayPal or whatever. And I can give you whole stories about what it used to originally happen just with my PayPal, which is completely stopped. It's completely stopped now. Whole things, problems with my bank, probably, you know, wouldn't work for a week. I'd go to the Malaysian, ask Malaysian bank where the teller machine was, nothing to do with us. I'd go to my bank in Australia, nothing. You know, it's all stopped because people are watching. There are things that are happening. They are on our side. So start getting confident and start understanding that Mike is the tip of, not Alex Jones. It ain't good old Jimmy, what's his face? I can't even remember his name. It's not these 100,000, 200,000 subscribers. I'm not engaging with the Sergeant Report. I've tried for 2 years to engage with the Sergeant Report. I've tried for years to engage with these. Whole groups of people have tweeted, emailed, left comments, and gotten nowhere. Nowhere, because they want to tap into the Trump crowd. They want to tap into the money. Trump is a sexual, deviant, compromised asset for Israeli intel who raped a 13-year-old girl at a Jeffrey Epstein party. It's no surprise that he's hanging with the sexual deviant Alex Jones, who's clearly compromised, who marries a hooker, who's up to all sorts of mischief with his notorious reputation in Austin, Texas for drink, drugs, alcohol, and hookers, who's hanging around with Roger Stone, for crying out loud. Roger Stone, the sexual deviant group sex master, the libertine, who's, we've got pictures of him with his mistress kissing her on the breast in public with his shirt off. Best friend of Donald Trump and Epstein. Best friends for years. Engaged with the Nexium sex cult of Bronfman. And who was in that? Well, Roger Stone. It's not an accident these clowns are the tip of the spear. Send us your money. Are you kidding me? You are the tip of the spear, Mike Herzog. And it's time people realize that. And maybe we've got to tell them. I have personally suffered great physical, spiritual, and psychological pain. I have done amazing things, not necessarily well. I was out of ignorance. I made many mistakes. It's worth looking at and supporting me. It's worth looking at and supporting Mike and understanding we are the only people truly addressing these issues that can get the quality guests on. You had one on yesterday. Adam Green, and I'll plug him in No More News. He's got a different audience. Good luck, lads, on your journey. Good luck. I've practiced a bit of Saul Alinsky on him. I was pretty nasty to him. But good luck, and keep trust the plan, rebuilding the third temple. Keep going, Adam. You did an excellent video. All right? That's your target market. But we have ours. And that is, when I say ours, we're not married, everyone. Mike Herzog is it. He's it. And one day you're going to fly to Kuala Lumpur, and we're going to meet, we're going to make videos. I've got former head of the equivalent of the Teamsters coming to see me soon. I hope we're going to make videos. This is a guy that talks to high-level politicians in the Labour left, the real left-wing trade union grassroots movement, not these idiot latte-sipping, limo-driving lefties of the Rothschild ilk who are worried about men being able to use women's toilets. We're talking about the old-school people who got out the front of the South African embassy and got guns pointed at them and beaten up. These hard, old, flannelette-wearing, bearded pirates. Yeah, old communist, old-school Saul Alinsky people. And they've all grown up, and they've all scratched their little bearded chins and gone, I think I just got conned. I think I just got conned. This is where we're going to take this, Mike. So please come along with us on this journey. I'm still alive in Kuala Lumpur. Don't know how long for, because I'm more worried about China than I am about Israel. But we can make this work. I may be going to Dubai next month. I have to pay the airfare, but I'll have free food and board. And we're going to meet with people there, hopefully. That's not confirmed, but it might happen. Cross my fingers if I'm not assassinated or arrested at the airport and deported back to Australia. So this is what's going on. So people, you're going to see protests and flyers, film being handed out at major military bases in Australia. You're going to see people getting into, or at least coming very close, you organizing with the old left and also small and medium-sized businesses, including our national party, the ultra-conservative farmers and so on, who are understanding Israel's moving into farming and agriculture, the dangers they raise. We're raising national security issues. This stuff is going to break. And I guarantee you, maybe not this time, but I reckon the next 4 years, we're going to have someone in Parliament now, and he's already talking to people at high level. So we've got a lot of good things happening, and hopefully we can release it all through you, Mike, and hopefully you stay alive long enough and your car doesn't blow up, or at least your tires don't get slashed. And we can make this work because it's turning. The worm is turning. And, there's, you know, I don't want to sound like Alex Jones. Oh, I'll stop right there. But there are things that are happening. I practiced it. I can actually do a really good Alex Jones. You should have a competition.
Who can well, do I should pretend to interview Alex, and you can be him. How about that? Did I tell you? No, actually, years ago, before I was ever on the air, he was the first guy I was turned on to. And listening to him, you know, when you're a fledgling, when you're new at this, you know, you're reaching out looking for information. And I was hanging on his every word back in 2006. And I actually called into his show one day. I was kept on hold for about 45 minutes. This is 12, 13 years ago, folks. And I kept on hold for about 45 minutes. I got on. I started to make my point. I got halfway through a sentence. He cut me off, answered what he thought was going to be my question, and hung up on me. That was my first experience with Alex Jones, you know.
Yeah, I've heard so many stories about his weirdness. I think he's got a mental, some sort of mental illness or something.
Well, I wanted to ask.
I don't just mean to be that nasty or anything. I mean, look, give him credit. He built an empire by being an asshole, basically. He had to work hard and scam all sorts of things to get it. It wasn't handed to him. He had help, obviously.
I have to stop. He worked hard, and he was a hiney. He was a hiney or a sphincter muscle, but not an a-hole. Remember that, okay? I have to kind of reel in on that. Okay, but anyway, I wanted to ask you, have you checked to see if Australia has an extradition treaty with Dubai?
Oh yeah, they do. They have extradition treaty with Malaysia too, and they use it. But I always knew you got to understand the history between Malaysia and Australia. Malaysia hates Australia. Don't get me wrong, Malaysian people are everywhere: nurses, doctors, accountants. They're all over Perth. That's why I feel at home in Kuala Lumpur. It's like being in Perth. A very close relationship. A lot of Malaysian nurses at the universities and in the workplace. So plus, I'd studied the long history of Dr. Mahathir Mohamad Tun Mohamad. The Prime Minister for over 20 years. And his excellent work, very smart, the Silver Fox, I called him, and his huge fights he used to have with the Australian Prime Minister at the time, Paul Keating, the head kicker, who was also very entertaining. So there's a long history between Malaysia and Australia, and well, I feel really at home here. I hope I can stay here, hopefully.
I'm surprised you don't have a girlfriend yet, you know? I'm really surprised.
Well, what am I going to say?
All you have to say is you're Brendan O'Connell. You know, I mean, you're a worldwide prominent, aren't you?
It might work in the Middle East, but Asians are very reserved. They don't like trouble. Okay. They can be fiery, but they're not like the Arabs or the Irish or the Australians. They would see me as money's very important to Asia. Money, status, and saving face and being polite. It's an Asian culture, and Malaysia's no different. So, sure. They just see me as a bit of a troublemaker and a bit risky. Probably a bit different in maybe a Lebanese Catholic would suit me more. But certainly I do love it here. I love it. It's a mixture of tradition with modernity. So you're going to see beekeeper suits walking past lingerie shops. You're going to hear the call to prayer, which I love. You know, I love beautiful singing, intoning of this stuff, drifting down the alleyways as people shop. And you realize how dead the West is. But you watch, they'll stop that too. That'll get stopped in 10, 15 years, you watch. That'll offend someone.
Well, yeah, you know, you're painting a beautiful picture. And, yeah, I look forward to one day, excuse me, coming over there. I mean, you've obviously, one night he went out, I think it was on a Saturday night with his camera, folks, and I was on Skype, and he was just showing me around kind of a, what do you call it, an internet view of things, and it was beautiful. But anyway, we're about out of time, Brendan. I want to thank you so much for blessing us with your presence again today, and I hope you got a lot out of this, folks. I did. I certainly did. And, you know, we got an action-packed week next week, a lot of stuff to bring to the table. We'll have Brendan back next Friday, and we'll be hitting hard and heavy again. But yeah, again, I want to put the word out and thank everybody for tuning in, and I thank those of you who have donated. Again, I'm not trying to get rich here, but I would like to not be in the hole at the end of the month, which I almost was this month. And thanks to my producer, and you have to take your hat off to him as well, because this guy, we go back a long ways, and he wears three or four hats, folks. And if it wasn't for him, and by virtue of the fact that he's taking the small pay that he is, I would have never been able to get this done. But again, thanks for coming on today, Brendan, and I'll see you same time next week. And I'll touch
base. Thank you, Mike, and thank you to your listeners and to the other Mike there. Thank you for the opportunities. You really changed things for me a lot. I was really struggling. You changed a lot for me, so I thank you.
Well, we're on the way up, buddy. Anyway, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good weekend. Stay out of trouble, and I'll see you same time, same station, Monday at, 6 o'clock Central Time. Bye for now.